Number 32. Badegraben.
This is the so-called Badegraben.
Bade is an old term for a doctor, as the tourist guide Helga Lenz explains.
If you look up at the mountain again, then you can see the Rudolfs Tower again. The pointed roof is easy to see. Then we have the waterfall, called the Mühlbach.
It flowed through the town in three partly underground channels. Two of them have since been filled in. The third, still intact arm of the river, flows out into the lake in front of the Protestant church. The two houses left of the waterfall were mills and still in operation up until the early 20th century. The grain came from Hungary and from neighbouring Ennstal.
The workers were very badly paid, but the salt works looked after its workers so that they received various benefits. For example, they didn't have to do military service. They didn't have to pay for doctors. There were widows and orphans' pensions, and they received payment in kind. They got wood, salt, and lard. The grain could be bought at a reduced price. The worker would take his small sack of grain up there, then the grain was milled and, very practically, the bakery was in the same building. There was a bakery in each mill. The worker, very practically also, could go straight home with his bread. The bill was settled between the miller and the salt works. The worker didn't have to pay directly. It was deducted from his wages.
Und es wurde ihm dann praktisch vom Lohn abgezogen.